So could have put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Out of the neighborhoods, making room for the sign of Skyline. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much to all of you for tuning in this week. You just heard a local band, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. That song was called We're Gonna Kill the Chupacabra Tonight. And I'm pretty sure that song is not on any of their albums. It is on a Child's Play CD 2008, which was a compilation album, fundraiser compilation album featuring various internet superstars such as MC Frontalot, the guys from Freeze Pop, and of course Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, who I just played for you. And before that, I started off today's show with Cursed off of their last album, the last recording ever, I believe. That song was called Into the Hive. They broke up a while ago. It was a long time ago. It was definitely like last year sometime, or even 2 years ago. It was a while ago, just because they went on the road and just had so much bad luck. Like, they got all of their crap stolen at some point. I think like a couple shows were canceled or stuff just didn't come through, and they all just got tired of it and they all broke up the band. So that sucks. I played that song, Into the Hive, for my dad, because my dad is a great, great person. He called me the other day. It was, don't remember what day it was. Might have been Tuesday. And he called me and he's like, hey, I need you to come over to my place and help me with something in the garden. And I was heading out to like Point Grey Kits anyways to go to my friend Andrew's house. And I said, okay, I'll come over and help you in the garden with whatever you need if you drive me to my friend's house afterwards. And so he agreed. And I went over and my dad was putting on his sneakers and started to get like this pesticide from the garage, and he's like, okay, so I found a wasp's nest in the garden and I need you to go check if the wasps are home. What? You need me to what? He's like, yeah, like I need to spray down the hive with, usually he leaves like the hives alone, but when it was kind of like right above a window, so if he opened the window then there'd be like wasps flying in and out, so he wanted to get rid of it. And yeah, he called me over to check to see if the wasps were home. And I was like, how am I supposed to do that? And he was like, grab a stick or some rocks or something. So I spent my day throwing rocks at a wasp's nest because that's what I'm supposed to do, apparently. And yeah, the wasps were home and it was pretty funny. It's funny now. It totally wasn't funny at the time. So that's my story. And I played that song for my dad. The end. There we go. That was probably the most exciting thing I did this week, because I have a very boring life. I didn't go to any shows. Wait, did I? No, I totally didn't. But there are a lot of good ones coming up, which I'll be talking about in about half an hour. So I wanted to play some Bronx for you right now. I don't know if their mariachi album came out yet. I'll do some research on that, but I haven't seen it or heard anything about it, so big ol' question mark. If you want to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR for those of you who aren't so great with numbers. And you can call me to place a request or whatever. Do whatever you want. You can also check out my playlist online at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show and for other lovely CITR shows through our website, which is www.citr.ca. So check that out. This is some Bronx for you right now on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audiopile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
Thank you.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That song that you heard was called Pop Codeine by a band called the Clorox Girls off of their album This Dimension. I played that song because last week I was having problems speaking because I had this like chronic cough problem and it really sucked and it was pretty embarrassing on my end because I couldn't do anything about it. I would just start speaking and then I don't know, the respiratory system decided to, mess up my radio show, and it totally wasn't awesome, but it got so bad last Thursday night, and I went to sleep, I couldn't stop coughing, and I was coughing so much that I was gagging myself, and I started throwing up, and you probably didn't even need to know that, but I went to the hospital, and I waited for like 4 hours just for them to prescribe liquid codeine to me. And it makes me so sleepy all the time. And while I was in the hospital, I was there for like 4 hours or something like that in the waiting room. And the whole time, there's this crazy dude right at the end. There's like 10 people there, about 10 to 15. And everyone was pretty quiet, minding their own business because a whole bunch of people were in pain. I just had this coughing problem, but other people look like they're in serious pain. There's this crazy dude at the end of the hall that kept telling everyone I had swine flu. I don't have the swine flu. I just had a cough. And he kept like pointing me out and announcing it to everybody. And I'm really glad that I had my iPod there so I could just, plug the ears and pretend I didn't know what was going on. But I totally did, and it was so annoying. It's just like, God, I hate hospitals. This is terrible. But yeah, played that song because I sure have been popping codeine, and it's not as awesome as I remember it being. I used to be on T3s for a while after I got my wisdom teeth out, and they're pretty great, but this liquid codeine stuff, nah. No, dude, just, like, I sleep in till, like, 5 p.m., and I wake up, I'm like, oh, I guess it's dinner time. The hell is wrong with me? Yeah, so that's my story. Before that, I played The Briefs off of their album Steal Your Heart. That song is called Move Too Slow. Prior to that, The Black Lips off of their album 200 Million Thousand. That song was called Drugs, and I started off that set with The Bronx. Off their latest self-titled album, that song is called Past Lives. If you want to check out my playlist online, you can do so at We All Fall Down, CITR.blogspot.com. And as always, you can check out podcasts for my show, for Duncan's show, for the comic book show After Me, or for a bunch of other CITR shows that you know and love through CITR's website, which is CITR.ca. Right now, though, I wanted to get to some Rebel Spell. This is off of the newest Vancouver's Punk as Fuck Volume 2 compilation album. Quite actually, it's I remember when the first one came out, it was all right, but I didn't recognize half the bands and didn't look that appealing to me. But they're actually this time around looks like they got a lot of A lot of really good bands on here. They have The Rebel Spell, Raised by Apes, Impeders of Progress, China Creeps, Bison BC, The Isotopes are on this one, Mr. Plow, Burning Down, Overreaction, The Jolts, Loose Tooth, Neo Nasties. So quite a little local gem, if you may ask me. So this is some Rebel Spell off of that compilation album on We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Future back, don't heaven. Well, there's no point belaboring that. I've seen some trouble and I must admit that I'm in demand. I can ride rejection with magnetic good intentions, and yet, hey Jack, get back, don't do that. I act sharp, but feel uncertain, 'cause next time
it could be curtains.
Evangeline, comparing us so fine. Let me up because mine is broken compared to mine. What is your crime, Evangeline? Not just to be certain, let's be sure to set the record straight. I could use an angel, but I don't intend to split up the tape. Never go for treason, but I got reasons that don't warrant debate. My act's intact, and in fact, you're not all that. You act sure, but you're uncertain, 'cause next time
it could be.
Evangeline, comparing us so fine. Let me up because mine is broken compared to mine. What is your crime, Evangeline?
Well, there's no use turning back. It's already much too late.
1,000 burning.
Yeah.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Ariel. You are listening to The Cancer Bats off of their album Birthing the Giant. That song was called 100 Grand Canyon. Did I play anything before that? I'm sure I did. Played Gallows off of their album Grey Britain. That song was called I Dread the Night. Gallows, of course, being one of the bands who are thankfully playing Warped Tour this year. I rechecked the band listing for, because they always tell you, like, oh, look at all these bands playing. There's so many. There are hundreds of bands. And then you check the actual listing for your own city. And in this case, I checked the actual bands playing Vancouver. And it was, I was slightly disappointed. I'm not going to lie. Not all of the bands that I thought were playing are, like, a lot of the bands I initially thought were playing in Vancouver are not. So I will get to that in just a second. Before Gallows, I played King Khan and the Shrines off of their album What Is. That song was called In Your Grave. Prior to that, Bad Religion off of The Process of Belief. That song was called Evangeline. Before that, Fucked Up off of Hidden World. That song was called David Comes to Life. And I started off that set with The Rebel Spell off of Vancouver's Punk as Fuck Volume 2. That song was called I Am a Rifle. If you want to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com at some point during the week, every week. I forget sometimes and for a couple days, but it usually happens fairly recently after my show. Anyways, show listings. Shows coming up that perhaps you, dear listener, would be interested in attending. Like Social Distortion. That show, they are playing actually two shows. They're playing one on the 17th and then one on the 19th, both at the Commodore Ballroom. And then a couple days after that, Black Lips are coming to town. They're playing with Deer Hunter. That is happening July 23rd, also at the Commodore Ballroom. Then, a couple days after that, our very own Living with Lions. I believe they're on tour for the last little bit, but they're playing a show here in Vancouver with Broadway Calls and a couple other bands. That is happening July 25th at the Media Club. And if that show is just not heavy enough or not metal enough for you, there's a metal show also on the 25th of July that perhaps you should check out. The headliners are Rise of Ruin, and they're playing with Malice Plagued and Downtown Death Scream. That is happening at the Rickshaw Theater, by the way. Other shows coming up, Heaven and Hell are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Coheed and Cambria. That's happening August 7th here at UBC at the brand new Thunderbird Arena. And then the next week, the Vans Warped Tour returns to Vancouver. They're playing at T-Bird Stadium, also here on campus at UBC. That is happening August 14th. I tried to bring up the band list for Vancouver specifically, but I can tell you that the Bouncing Souls aren't playing, and I was kind of, that was one of the strongest reasons that I wanted to go to Warped Tour this year, because I wanted to relive the teenage fantasy dream. But NoFX is still playing, Bad Religion's playing as well, that's why I played them a few while ago, and Gallows are still playing. It looks like a fairly small list of bands. Broadway Calls, Hit the Lights. I don't really like a lot of these bands. Yeah. And also a band called The Architects, and for the longest time I thought that band was Architects, who I've been playing them for the last few weeks. They have an album out called Hollow Crown. It is not that Architects. Not at all. Apparently there's another band out there that I don't like quite as much called The Architects. What? Are we really running out of band names? And the only way to discern the two is one's called The. One doesn't have the word The in it. It's a bit confusing, guys. Come on. I'm pretty sure that you guys are a bit more creative than that. But, yeah, so the short list is up on Their website, which is warptour.com. Gaslight Anthem are also coming to Vancouver. They're playing with The Loved Ones and Murder by Death. That is happening September 24th at the Commodore Ballroom. Dragon Force is also coming to Vancouver. Don't give me that. That's happening September 21st, also at the Commodore. And Motorhead also returns to Vancouver with Nashville Pussy and the Reverend Horton Heat. This is happening October 1st at the Vogue Theater. And just announced, Flogging Molly are coming to town to do their own headlining tour. It looks like they're playing two dates, which I won't complain about because I like them, but I didn't think they were that popular. They're playing October 29th and October 30th, and that's happening at the Commodore as well. There we go. Those are my concert listings for you. The end. Oh, and also the Black Dahlia Murder is coming. They're opening for Children of Bodom. That's happening October 5th at the Commodore as well. What?
That cough.
Yep.
Are you okay?
Yep, that little stifling cough. Hmm? What? What? Oh, the cough that I had last week? Yeah, I totally did. What? No, I went to the hospital.
What?
Yeah, I did, because I was coughing so much that I was actually gagging myself and throwing up, so.
Hola.
Yeah, so I did, and I waited in the hospital for like 4 hours, and there's this crazy guy in the waiting room that kept telling everyone I had swine flu. I already told them the story on air, so I'm not about to repeat it, but yeah, that is my story. I am going to... Oh, I wanted to tell you guys about Discorder, our monthly magazine here that is produced CITR, made all by volunteers, is they've changed their format. It used to look like a big old newspaper, but they've changed it to a smaller little magazine-sized type publication, and I like it. It's nice. There's staples in it now, which is fancy.
Holy.
Shut up, Robin. But yeah, it's... And they figured that they did that because it's more... Discord is more of a magazine anyways. Like, it comes out once a month, like a magazine, as opposed to a newspaper, which is a bit more frequent. So, check it out. You can pick up Discorder at your local record store, library, I don't know, all around town, and it's free. So, check that shit out. I'm going to play something off of the new Evaporators Andrew WK split EP or split compilation or whatever the hell you want to call it. This is Andrew WK with a song called Oh Canada on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Evidence.
Thanks for listening, guys. That's it for my show. Stay tuned for Robin. He is doing the Ink Stud show right now. And then later on at 3:30, Mariev is coming in to do La Connexion Française.
Yes.
Yes, that is how you say it. The French Connection. So stay tuned to CITR. I'm going to leave you off now with a song by Harry and the Potters. A song called Horcruxes. Oh my god, the new Harry Potter films come out. I actually am going to reveal a secret on air. I have not read the 6th or the 7th book. I don't know. Well, I know... That's okay. A lot of people just haven't read any. But a lot of people have read all of them multiple times. And I was really into Harry Potter. And I was so stoked on all the other movies. And then I couldn't get into all the hype for this one. Because I'm like, well, I haven't even read the 6th book. I don't really know what happens. I don't even know how the series ends. I haven't even read the 7th book. I fail, I guess. Or no, or maybe I succeed. Because maybe I have a life. I don't know. All depends on how you want to look at it. My sister lined up at midnight to go see Harry Potter. She dressed up. It's okay. My sister's younger than me and whatever. Shut up. It's awesome. This is Harry and the Potters. Have a great week, guys. I'll be back next Thursday.
Yeah.
Rust Belt.